I won't be told who I am anymore. She closed her eyes, and he could see a resolve settle over her like a garment. All trace of weakness was gone. Then tell me yourself. Who are you, Jennifer? She smiled politely and settled back into her chair. Sit down, and I'll tell you. Turn the camera on. Let's finish. Alan did as she asked. The light had all but gone from the world outside as he drew the curtains shut. He resumed his seat and took a deep breath. Tell me what you want to tell me, he said. Lionel was a monster. Oh, he was charming and funny when he needed to be, but once he got right down to it, he only cared about what he wanted, power. Power over the people in his life, over his actors, and over me, especially over me. As she continued to speak, that rancid odor intruded into the room once more. First an unpleasant tickle in the nose, swelling quickly into the brute stink of decay. Jesus, Alan said. What is that? She continued as if he hadn't said anything. When I realized what had happened, what had moved into me, I came out here. I wanted to be far away from people so it couldn't hurt anyone. I wanted to isolate it. Lionel didn't care. He followed me, and I was too weak to refuse him. He wanted to feed it and see what happened. He wanted to make a documentary, the film that would make him a star. The two of them together overwhelmed me for a while, but Lionel didn't last long. The people loved me. She stopped. Well, it was really the demon they loved, but they thought it was me. Maybe that's the same thing. They did what I wanted them to do. Somebody killed him. A mob of folks tore him to pieces. What are you talking about, Jennifer? After Lionel was gone, it was just the two of us. It was strong, but I was stronger. I locked myself in this house, cut myself off from everyone. I killed it, finally. I starved it. It took years, so many years. She put her hands on her chest, her belly. It's rotting inside me now. Alan fought back a wave of nausea. His head swam. What do you mean? What do you mean it's rotting inside you? Jennifer, please, let me see what you're talking about. Not here, she said. She rose from her chair and headed down the hallway to her bedroom. The stink of decay followed her. She left a tarry sediment on the floor with each footstep. Alan put the camera onto his shoulder and followed. Her bedroom was unlit. The bed itself upturned and leaning against the wall. A great hole had been excavated in the floor, rough steps descending in a steep gradient. Darkness pulsed from inside it. Jennifer began to change. Her clothes fell from her body in rotten tatters like the wrappings of a mummy. She seemed taller, stronger, more beautiful. She was naked, but her body was androgynous, gorgeous, magnetic. Dead. Through her failing flesh, he saw an equine skull bearing too many pale, sightless eyes. She was at once regal and putrid, her body wavering between her own elderly form and the holy beauty of the corpse. The light on his camera surged and went out. Alan fell to his knees, his cognition crumbling beneath the weight of this like rotten wood. Something primordial in his brain shrieked and danced. He clasped his hands together under his chin, his lips seeking a prayer he'd never learned. Don't you pray to it, Jennifer said, her voice leaking from that cracked skull like a gas. Don't you dare. Even in death, the corpse exerted its influence. Alan felt the snapped bone shock of a fundamental reordering in his brain. He peered through its eyes. Like Tom and the people of Templeton, he had borne witness to a beauty so terrible that it would ruin everything that followed it.